Well, the weekend it is. Welcome aboard At Home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. In fact, we just had Paul Abrams on, and we thank him for joining us. If you want to check out some of the fall and winter plumbing tips, you can certainly do that at rotorooter.com. And we thank him for sponsoring this hour, and we also thank him for joining us in the last hour. We're talking home improvement, and by the way, you can jump on board. It's 800-823-8255. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to bring in Blaster. We're going to get some things moving a little bit easier with some of their products, but plenty of time to take your calls, so grab a line. We have those open. And, you know, as we start hearing more and more in the colder states, of snowfall, significant snowfalls, you got to start thinking about ice melters. If you haven't bought any ice melter, what you should be looking for. And number one, I would recommend not using any ice melter on new driveways, whether it's asphalt or concrete, for 2 years. And as far as the ice melter that you choose will depend on your needs, how well your concrete is maintained, because rock salt's probably the most common ice melter out there, and it has advantages. It's inexpensive. You know, the shapes are irregular. So they don't, you know, on an icy driveway, they don't go sliding down the driveway because they're irregularly shaped. They also provide a little traction if the driveway is steep. They're easy to clean up. And when it breaks down, it's like a white dust. And you should clean it up because that white dust is then activated by light rain, and it creates a very salty brine solution. Now, the drawbacks to rock salt is it only has the ability to melt, I don't have the exact degrees, but let's say 20 degrees, 20, 25 degrees, and then it doesn't melt the ice. And it's very corrosive. So salt is very corrosive, and that's why when the salt has worked and it leaves that residue, sweeping up that residue is a real good idea. So then you got a lot of different pellets that are used that are a combination of magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, and salt potassium chloride. And those function down to zero, the calcium chloride and the magnesium chloride. They are pea-sized ice melters, so they do roll a little bit, and that is something to consider. You don't want to waste it. It doesn't require as much to be put down. But I do think you got to kind of pay attention to what those what that product looks like. So one of the things, and in cost, if you look at a magnesium chloride and a calcium chloride, which I kind of like to consider those as the premier ice melters, they're not as corrosive, certainly nowhere even close to a salt, and they melt to lower temperatures, but the cost is, you know, it's a lot more than regular salt. So what we saw probably 20 years ago is people were mixing the calcium chloride along with some salt, which adds a couple benefits. Number one, there's not as much salt being laid down onto the driveway, so there's not as much corrosive material after it does the melting. You have the ability to melt the snow down to zero with the calcium chloride, and then the salt in there is irregularly shaped, so if you got a steep driveway, it clings a little bit better. And so there are certain, and it's less expensive, the mixture. So I used to be really kind of turned off by it, but I think it does add something to it by having both types of products in that bag. And then if you got pets that are going out there, you know, you got pet safe ice melters, which are usually a combination of some of the things we just spoke of, probably more of a purity standpoint, probably no salt for pet safe products, but that's an option for you too. Bottom line is, if you haven't planned ahead and gotten a bag of that, don't wait for that first snowstorm. Maybe plan ahead. There's also liquid ice melters also, which they're kind of cool because they melt the snow quickly, right on contact. And you can also spray it onto the substrates before the snow and the ice come, which minimizes the ice and the snow from sticking. Usually comes in a bucket with a sprayer, or you can pour it into a tank sprayer and spray it. But these are usually always pet safe and also concrete safe. So you got a lot of options out there, and a lot more than we used to have, that's for sure. One other thing on the sodium chloride is when it melts it, it also dries the surface, which is an advantage if you're in an extended cold weather period. So we'll try and do a little podcast on that too to help you choose the proper ice melter for your home. All right, let me give you the phone number. It is 800-823-8255, 800-823-8255. Another thing is, if you haven't, found your snow shovel, get that out. If you have a snow blower, let's get that out and make sure it's running. There's nothing worse than having a storm warning and then all of a sudden you go out and can't find your snow shovel, or you kind of get your snow blower out and it doesn't work, and then you're running and scrambling. So a little planning before those events sure make the day a little bit easier. So you might want to pay a visit to your local hardware store and kind of get the scoop on that. Scoop, you get it? The snow blowers now, they do come battery operated, which might be something you want to consider. I saw a 56-volt two-stage snowblower the other day that was all battery-operated. And, it's a lot lighter. It's a lot easier to use, too. So that might be something you want to consider. Maybe this is the year you purchase one. And, sure, there's limitations, but not what you think. I mean, those things will run for a good half hour, 45 minutes. And, it talks about the limitations on each given one. The one I saw was an Ego. So check that out also. All right, let's take a little break. When we come back, we got Nancy and Bill. And if you'd like to join us, please do. It's 800-823-8255 at home with Gary Sullivan.
Home Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I love innovative products, and White Lightning Season Seal is one that's great for stopping cold air drafts and reducing heating bills during the fall and winter. White Lightning Season Seal is a removable weather stripping seal that provides clear, weather-tight, temporary seal around interior and exterior areas where drafts occur. It insulates against cold air drafts when it's cold outside and is very easily removed in the spring with just your fingers. Check out the White Lightning Season Seal how-to video at WLCalk.com, available at Menards. This winter, be ready and prepared to conquer all your winter lubrication projects with Blaster Industrial Strength Silicone Lubricant. It provides long-lasting lubrication in all your outdoor equipment like snow blowers and shovels, window and door tracks, or really anything sticking or squeaking, even on sled runners. Blaster Silicone Lubricant from the makers of the original PB Blaster, the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted or stuck parts. Look for it at any hardware store, auto, or home center near you, and as always, use Blaster products and work it like a pro. Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic-safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. AHHSOME.com. Do not, I repeat, do not let your gutters become clogged with leaves that are falling. Right now, that can mean big problems to your home. Simply install the gutter brush. It's like a giant bottle brush that simply slides into your gutters. The leaves can't get into the gutter to clog them. Now, gutter brush is a wonderful tool to save your home, quite honestly. And the price is right. You probably do your whole house for $300 or so. I want you to go to gutterbrush.com, gutterbrush.com.
Back to work we go, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And let's get back to the phones here. We got Nancy. Nancy, welcome.
Good morning. First of all, I want to thank you for taking my call and for all the help that you have been to us over the years. I've purchased a number of the products that you have advertised, and they've been very helpful.
Very good.
So my problem today is about 15 years ago, there was a very short-lived fad, apparently, of stone kitchen sinks, and it's not granite. It's not. It's obviously some sort of composite. Mm-hmm. It looks a little bit like pottery, almost an unglazed pottery. Mm-hmm. And it's very quickly it began to pit. If you drop a piece of silverware into it, just very tiny pits. Huh. But all of that, of course, results in it staining very easily. Now, mm-hmm. It's not a smooth surface. And if I bleach it ideally once a week, it keeps it nice and clean and pretty, but I don't like doing that. And I wonder if there's any way it could be sealed.
Well, in order for me to tell you that, I guess I got to know exactly what it is. It's not a Corian, is it?
No.
Okay.
It was advertised. We went into a plumbing store in Columbus and, it was the last one there, and it was supposed to be great stuff, and it was very durable and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now I know why it was the last one there and why it was on sale.
Well, I'm trying to think what it could be. So there's obviously granite, but not for bowls, and there's quartz, but which is kind of like granite, and then there's...
No, it's not like a real stone. It's some kind of... Obviously, some kind of composite. But it doesn't have the granite flecks or sparkly or anything like that. It really looks more like an unglazed pottery.
Pottery, yeah. Well, there are certainly stain sealers that are out on the market. But what scares me to recommend is, you were saying it's probably some sort of composite. I have a tendency to agree with you without ever seeing it. I wonder if it really is stone or whether it's, a composite that looks like stone. That's why I kind of went and said, is it like a Corian or something? So, yes, there are stone sealants out there. Granite gold would probably be the place I would send you for a stone sealant. They make granite sealers and all that, but they also make regular stone sealers. But I don't know if it'll work, quite honestly, because I don't know if it's stone.
Corian has a bit of a gloss to it, doesn't it?
It has a sheen to it, yes.
Yeah, this does not.
Yeah. So in a Corian, what they would do literally is they would they polish it. It's not really a sealer. So if you took, and I'm just saying this, if you took like Jeweler's Rouge in a high speed polisher. You would buff that out. You would buff out that stain, and you'd get that sheen back.
Okay. Now this never had a sheen.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So Corian definitely has a sheen.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't Corian because I'd heard Corian. I'm about 99% sure. Yeah. I'd heard Corian advertised, and this was less expensive than the Corian would have been.
Yeah.
And again, I can see why.
Underneath the sink bowl, is there any kind of label or anything that tells you what it is?
You know, I have not looked underneath there. We didn't. Unfortunately, it's been so long, we've either misplaced or, you know, no longer have the brand or what it's called.
So, you know, worst case scenario, go to Granite Gold, take a look. They got a stone sealer. They also have some smaller bottles of stone sealers, and I guess you could try it and see what it does.
I have crawled underneath the sink, and it says Moen Stone, M-O-E-N Stone.
Okay. Okay, then what I would
perhaps.
Do, okay, so Moen is a big company, make all kinds of faucets, very innovative. They have a huge customer service department, or at least
they're... Give them a call.
Yes, and ask them to see if there's a way to rejuvenate that. Then we won't waste any money, just a little bit of time on a phone call.
Right, and if they have no help, I can always try the Granite Gold.
Correct.
So wonderful. Thank
Alrighty.
You so much.
All right.
Always to help.
Very
God
good.
Bless.
Thanks, Nancy. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Then let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine.
So
thank you.
I have some apartments, and they never put vent fans in.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was when they built them that the tenants would open up the window when they took a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And that just doesn't happen. So every time someone moves out, there's a mold issue in the bathroom. I was wondering if I could put a vent fan and just vent it straight up to a ridge vent in an attic space.
Well, I ideally you would not, but you could. And the reason I say that, you know, when we're moving warm, moist air into a cold air chamber, your attic, and it has to go through an extended, you know, straight uphill and
right.
a distance, sometimes what happens is it cools off. That exhaust cools off and literally drips back into the bathroom. So
okay.
ideally, you're taking it up and you're going right out the side with it.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I thought. My nephew, who does he's a jack of all trades. He suggested mm-hmm. that, but I started to have reservations for exactly what you just said. Now, I didn't think of it dripping back into the bathroom, but I certainly had reservations that it would condense in the cold space.
Right. That's why. And it's always hard to answer everything as a given, because even on those ventilation fans, people don't even vent it outside because they have a really steep house or something. There's a large cube in the attic, and then all of a sudden it's not a problem, you do it and the conditions aren't perfect. It's a big problem. The same thing applies to the vent in the roof, quite honestly.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank
good
you.
Enough?
That's kind of what I thought. I just you're very good enough at all. Thanks, Gary.
Very good. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Usually doesn't work that easy. That's for sure. If you ever are going to put a fan in there, I'll tell you what. They got them now with a humidistat on it. You can leave them on all the time, and they turn on when it's above like 50% humidity, which certainly it's going on when you're taking a shower. Probably for a half hour after the shower, so it moves it all out. All right, coming up next, our friends from Blaster. We'll get the lowdown on that. Stick tight, Tom and Joe. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I love the name of this product, White Lightning Storm Blaster. Not only a great name, but a great solution for winter and spring application on gutters, downspouts, chimney flashing for stopping leaks. White Lightning Storm Blaster is an elastomeric exterior sealant. It can be applied underwater and even during rain. It's crystal clear, which makes for a seamless repair. It can be applied down to 0 degrees. White Lightning Storm Blaster. It's available at your local Menards and Sherwin-Williams stores. Pick some up today and stop those pesky leaks.
One of the reasons that professional window cleaners do such a great job is because they use the right tools. Those tools are available to homeowners through the Etoray brand cleaning products. Etoray not only invented the squeegee, they offer great window scrubbers, extension poles, and the entire window cleaning program. I'm telling you, you'll notice the difference. Etoray also makes tools to clean your whole house. Dusters, ceiling fan cleaners, grip and grabs, and more. Look for quality Etoray products at your local hardware store, Lowe's, or on Amazon. Clean like the pros do.
The Just Add Water System wants to have your home sparkling clean and ready for the holidays. And y'all know I love Jaws Glass Cleaner, and they have so many amazing products you need to try. A great way to get started is with the Jaws Ultimate Kit. Or, for a limited time, get their new holiday caddy pack that has 4 essential cleaners and their new heavy-duty cream cleanser and a special carry caddy. Both kits include free shipping. Jaws is offering 22% off your order with promo code Gary, so order today, jawscleans.com. Promo code Gary. Well, now you can check your backup sump pump from your smartphone thanks to the innovations from the Zoller Pump Company. I've been really impressed with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. The Fit comes equipped with Z-Control, allowing you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet or smartphone, giving you real-time peace of mind that your home is protected. That's not just convenience, that's confidence. Protect your home from flooding with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. And for more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
All right, back at it we go, and you know, the one thing as homeowners or folks that work on cars or have a shop, or maybe it's your lawnmower and bikes, you're just doing things around the home, one of the problems we have is rust. It's like rust everywhere. Of course, the folks that fight rust and help us get through that is our friends at Blaster. So joining us once again is Ted Bradley. He is with Blaster. And Ted, welcome again to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Hey, Gary, how are you? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Now, you guys just like test rusty metal all the time.
We do. We're always looking for the most corrosive environment. We've got lab equipment, you know, up here in Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the Rust Belt, so we're Rust Belt warriors, and we're always dabbling around and, you know, testing things and rusty trailers and rusty, you know, parts. And it's just, there's rust everywhere in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, there's rust pretty much everywhere, too. You know, you get down south and a lot of things rusty there with the humidity and stuff like that. I mean, it's a problem, and especially with mechanicals, everything from, you know, wood choppers to cars to snowblowers. I'm sure there's a couple rusty snowblowers in Buffalo right now that need your help.
Yeah.
So you guys have kind of expanded different product selections in the whole rust field, but I guess the stalwart remains the PB Blaster, which is an incredible product.
Yeah. Yeah. PB Blaster is the number one selling rust penetrant in the market today. It's been around since 1957, as a matter of fact. Just a couple of years ago, we came out with the Pro Straw that makes it even better. And this Pro Straw is amazing. It's a patented application device that allows you to, you know, put a drip so you can modulate the flow rate of the fluid coming out of the thing. And that really is great so that if you're working downstairs, you know, you don't get a overspray everywhere. But this stuff is really amazing. I mean, it will break free rusty components, rusty fasteners that have been sitting outside or in the garage for 30 plus years.
Really? I'll tell you, it is amazing, and I still remember one of the first times I tried it, because it might have been that piece that had been sitting outside for 30 years. I mean, there was rust caked over this connection, and this was before you had the straw, and that is a phenomenal product. It really minimizes waste also, but I sprayed this up and let it sit for a while. And how in the world the PB Blaster found its way through that rust into the threads and enabled me to take off that nut was amazing.
Yeah, it's called, the technical term is called capillary action, and it's it's the ingredients that are formulated in the penetrating oil that allows it to do the creeping that you talked about. And it really, it just flows in between all the little nooks and crannies of the rust and down into the threads, and it really breaks that rust down. And you put it on there, you let it sit for 10 minutes. If it's a really, really rusty, you know, piece, you might want to apply PB Blaster to it a couple of times, let it sit, and then put your tool on there and loosen it up. It really saves time. You know, you don't have to get out the heat, or you don't have to cut it off with a hacksaw. Right. You know, you can actually reuse the fasteners instead of rounding off the bolts. You know?
Sure.
So it works really, really well.
Does that help protect the metal also after I've removed, you know,
it does have some protection, you know, qualities. It is a petroleum based product, so it will, you know, it will stay on and protect from rust, you know, for future. But you know, we've got other great products that protect from rust, and you know, other products that remove rust. And to your point, you know, we know rust, and we're screwing around with these formulations all the time to come up with the best product for consumers. So,
well, Ted, I'll tell you, one of the things I like to talk about with all products is find products that are project specific, and Blaster certainly does that. You know, with the PB Blaster, I'm sure there's people out there that are still trying to use, you know, just some sprayed lubricant, wondering why they can't, you know, get this thing apart. It's because this is a project specific product. The PB Blaster been around a long time. You talk about removing rust. I know there's probably a lot of people right now that got some saw blades or shovels, or they're all rusted. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the product that removes rust.
To your point of product specific, you know, you're absolutely right. And just to be clear to the people that are listening, is that lubricants and penetrants are two very different things. And you know that a lubricant stays on top of the surface. It lubricates two working, you know, metal pieces or plastic or whatever. And penetrants are made to penetrate down and break loose those rusty or corroded fasteners. So they're very different. Now, if you want to remove rust, we've got a great product called Metal Rescue, and that this stuff is amazing. It's absolutely benign. So it's not an acidic base rust bath, but it is virtually safe for the environment. It doesn't affect or hurt your hands if you put your hands in it. But yeah, you would soak a rusty tool or fasteners or saw blades or drill bits or whatever you got that's rusted. Mm-hmm. You know, you would soak it in this stuff for up to 24 hours. You come back, the rust is absolutely gone. And you would just pour the stuff right down the sink, or it's actually good to use for up to a half a pound of rust. Each gallon of this stuff will hold a half a pound of rust, and that's a lot of rust.
That's a lot of rust.
So you can, you can use this stuff until it turns black. It kind of turns black like oil, and then at that point, you know, it's pretty much spent. But it comes in a liquid form, a concentrated form, where you would just add water and make sure that you've got the ratio. You read the directions closely and put the right ratio in there. And then it also comes in a gel form, and the gel form is great for vertical surfaces. You You paint it onto the surface. If you got a little ding on your car and it gets a little bit of rust on there, paint this stuff on there. Put a little piece of cellophane over top of it. Let it sit overnight and come out and wipe it off, and the rust is gone. You can touch up the spot. So it really is a great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, maintenance is always the key to everything. We're talking about, you know, the aftermath of removing something that we wish wasn't there, which brings me to the next product, and that is you do have a product that protects surfaces from rusting.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a brand new product. This stuff took 2 years to develop. I mean, this stuff is really, really good. We wanted to make sure that, you know, we could meet the claims that we say on there. And, you know, you take a Q panel and you put it out, you cover it with this surface shield, and then you put it out in the elements. And in some cases there's no rust for a year and a half, 2 years. Wow. I mean, this stuff really, really works. It's a long lasting lanolin based rust protectant. It creeps down into the crevices and it pushes the moisture out so that it lasts for, like I say, up to 2 years. And it's really great for, you know, underneath your car, or if you got a snow plow, or really underneath the deck of your mower, or, you know, the chute of your snow blower. All those pieces of equipment that you got that you use to maintain your property, you can use this stuff and just make that equipment last for as long as you possibly can.
So if I use the surface shield on some gardening equipment, let's just say, after I get it all cleaned up, end of the season, and usually you store it in the shed or the garage or something, a lot of moisture, it can start rusting right away. If I put the surface shield on there, it'd be good as new come spring.
It's going to work great for you. I mean, that's a perfect application. You know, it's got like a petroleum based jelly in there that makes it sticky, and it doesn't harden. So it's not like a coating.
Right.
And if you had to take it off, you could take it off, but it sticks on there, and it can attract dirt and, you know, and other things out in the environment. But it will protect that surface. And it really works. It comes in an aerosol can, but it also comes in a gallon. We also have 5 gallons that you would put on there with like a siphon feed gun.
Okay.
And that's for big jobs. If you want to, you know, if you got a fleet of equipment and you want to put it up on a lift and get it up underneath the carriage of the, you know, of the vehicle, then there's a lot of people that do that. They do it every fall, and it just, you know, just keeps the frame nice and clean, and you literally scrape it off and there's just, you know, beautiful metal underneath. So,
well,
yeah, it works great.
Blaster products, I've been talking about them for a number of years now. And first one we talked about is the PB Blaster, which anything kind of rusted together, this penetrant does a tremendous job of allowing you to disconnect something that looks like it's never going to be disconnected again. And you got the metal rescue, that's removing rust from surfaces. Now the surface shield, which protects against rusting. So you guys, yeah. Like I said, you are the rust kings. I hope you had a good party.
And don't
forget
all of our other great products.
Yeah, exactly.
We got all kinds of lubricants and greases and oil additives. And, you know, we've got, just visit our website and see what we've got. It's www.blastercorp.com. There's, you know, product in there for whatever you need.
Yep. I use a bunch of them. I got my silicone for my windows. I got my PB Blaster, of course, I talk about all the time. I got my garage door lubricant.
Door lube, yeah, it's great stuff.
Where do folks get Blaster products? Pretty much everywhere anymore.
Oh, it's everywhere. You know, all the automotive retailers, AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Napa, Advance. We're at Home Depot, at Lowe's, Menards, Walmart, Ace. I mean, Granger, Tractor Supply. You name it.
You know why they all carry it, don't you, Ted? Because it works.
Because it works.
Because it works. It's that simple. Does it work? Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for spending a little time with us.
You too, Gary. Have a good one. Take care.
All right. Take care. BlasterCorp.com, and your calls next as we continue. It's 800-823-8255. Grab a line. Happy to talk about your home project and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can transform your home and be installed by a pro in less than a day. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. Browse a wide selection of door styles and find a Clopay dealer near you by visiting clopaydoor.com. Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. AHHSOME.com. DecorativeCealingTiles.net is a beautiful way to cover up existing damaged or boring ceilings or walls or to truly enhance the look of your home. They have everything from decorative ceiling tiles to wall panels to faux wood beams, faux stone and brick, and so much more. Not only do they pride themselves on their excellent products, but you'll also find they have excellent customer service, second to none. Plain to beautiful in just hours. That's DecorativeCealingTiles.net. And for a limited time, use code Gary for 10% off.
Do not, I repeat, do not let your gutters become clogged with leaves that are falling right now. That can mean big problems to your home. Simply install the gutter brush. It's like a giant bottle brush that simply slides into your gutters. The leaves can't get into the gutter to clog them. Now, gutter brush is a wonderful tool to save your home, quite honestly, and the price is right. You probably do your whole house for $300 or so. I want you to go to gutterbrush.com, gutterbrush.com.
All right, back at it we go, At Home with Gary Sullivan. By the way, that website again, BlasterCorp.com. You can take a look at all their products, and they are wonderful products. Anything that you're working on around the house, penetrant, lubricant, protectant, they're the folks. All right, let's get back to the phones. We got Joe. Joe, welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hey, I was just answering, and then some maybe advice or tips on that truss removal.
Yeah,
where he did.
Yeah,
yeah. What was done to it originally? I'm a retired carpenter, slash I had my own business for a while, and ran into that problem one time before, and it's involved. To do it yourself, you have to have an engineer really take care of business on that.
I totally agree. I wasn't going to touch that with, with good gloves, because they're cut through, and he was trying to explain how he kind of patched it, I guess, is the best way to say it. I'm just not going to take take a guess on that without seeing it. And even seeing it, I think you're exactly right. I think it really takes takes like an architect or a structural engineer to say, okay, this is, yes or no, or this is what we can do. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's anything you just kind of wing. And it's serious.
No.
I mean, it's serious. You want to make sure it's done right.
Right. Well, a lot of contractors won't touch it unless they have an assigned off engineering drawing.
Right.
And the worst thing you can cut is the bottom corn.
Yeah.
I've seen where people cut out the webbing.
Right.
And that's a little easier to fix, but that's still involved.
Yeah.
I think the best thing for him to do would be to call up the truss manufacturer that did it, you know, made the trusses. They do know what to do if something like that happens. But for a homeowner to do it on his own,
Yeah.
Because normally the roof won't collapse. It just bends.
Both.
And then drywall crack and the whole nine yards. So.
Right. Unless you're in Buffalo. You got just a little bit of snow there, you know. I mean, it could be a problem too.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for him. I mean, he did it. I think he realized he shouldn't have done it, and then he was trying to patch it, and I wasn't really following the patch, and you know, I'm not blessing off on it without, you know, first of all, not qualified to bless off on it. Number two, I can't see it, so hot potato for me.
Well,
so
that's the thing too.
I'm glad you confirmed that.
I've seen where people, you know, try to make it. It's just that you have to put headers in. You have to reconfigure the trusses on either side. It's usually like doubling up a truss on either side. And I would have him get an engineer look at it.
Yeah, always said, you know, it's great to do it yourself, but sometimes you can get yourself in trouble too. And quite honestly, if you didn't know not to cut them, you probably don't know how to repair them either. So, I appreciate the call, Joe. Thank you very much. Take care. And let's see, who are we going to go to here, Danny? We'll go to Kyle or Donna. Donna. Okay, Donna. We'll go to Donna. Donna.
Welcome. I'm here.
Yes, fire away.
I've been listening to you for years, and I've never heard my problem addressed.
All right.
I have, you know how when people come in and build these track houses, lots of them at a time, and naturally they use everything they can as cheap as they can. And I have those prefab doors, and by prefab, they're like plasticky doors that go from room to room. And I don't know how to clean them. I have cleaned them as easily as I know how, and every time I clean them, they're sticky. They're clean, but they're sticky.
Well, one of the things you might try, quite honestly, is a neutral cleaner. So there's acidic cleaners, there's the other end of the spectrum, which is skipping alkaline cleaners. You hear me talk about the Jaws cleaners all the time, and the reason I talk about them is they're neutral cleaners. First of all, they're good cleaners, and it should clean it cleanly. That's why they have no streaks. And I would just use their all-purpose cleaner on that. I think it would do a great job on those doors.
I'll try it, but I've tried just about everything else, trying not to be, you know, harmful to it, because I know they have that plastic finish on them.
Yeah. Well, I would try the all-purpose cleaner by Jaws. I mean, I'm sure you've tried everything else, the soft scrub and all that stuff. But that's the one I would use.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're quite welcome. Yeah, they have, of course, they're all pH neutral. And they got the hardwood floor cleaner, they got the bathroom cleaner, they got the glass cleaner, which is phenomenal. By the way, right now it's 22% off and free shipping. The coupon code is Gary. Now, the free shipping starts at $40, but they also have that caddy. And the ultimate cleaning kit. Those are all 22% off JawsCleans.com. All right, we'll take a break. And yes, Kyle will be next. And then Bill and you as we continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Solutions to your home improvement are as easy as calling 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.